doors are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to A Biblical Response. In this hour, we invite you to take a journey with us to the heart of some of the hot-button issues of our day. What is behind these issues? How are Christians supposed to respond to them? Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So join us now as we bring God's word to bear on the narratives and the news that threaten our peace and cast darkness on our land.
Welcome to A Biblical Response. Here we are again on this beautiful Tuesday. I'm going to intro my... I'm David Francoeur, by the way. Yes, you might want to know who I am. I sometimes know who I am. Anyway, intro the team, the Biblical Response team. To my immediate right is my good brother, Keith Masters. Keith, good morning, bro.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you with us, as always.
Great to be here. It's a blessing to be here.
Amen, amen. Especially you come from a great distance to be with us, and I always appreciate that.
Yeah, especially with the traffic this morning.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it's going to be that way for a while.
No, let me tell you. I mean, I'm just like, what is going on here?
I was that way yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Stephanie Jacobson. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good
welcome.
Morning. You know, we have such a great message today, but it's a little bit deep, and so I was digging deep into my computer, and I came up with this. Today is National Chocolate Covered Nut Day.
Oh, is it? Oh,
did you bring us any chocolate covered
nut? Not today. No. Maybe next time.
You just saw me eating nuts. It just needs chocolate on top of the nuts.
100 years since the first chocolate covered peanut was sold. I'm telling you, I'm thankful for those chocolate covered nuts.
Amen.
I was going to bring donuts.
It's
I was going to bring donuts,
day.
But the traffic kept me from going to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm telling you.
Maybe the Lord doesn't want us to have those calories.
He might.
Yes, he does.
Here we go.
We can have a difference of opinion.
That's right.
Our audience needs to know that Keith loves ho-hos.
Yes, he does.
No,
really.
No,
or the Twinkies.
Not, no, it's not, well, it's a snowball.
Snowball.
Snowball. Okay.
It's all in that
the
very
pink
caloric.
Coconut covered snowballs. Yeah.
Now if you're
the best.
It's very caloric. It's all in the same group.
It's a constant battle here between Anne and Keith. Yeah. I'm loving it.
Do you want some peanuts? You want some nuts?
I love Keith. He's my brother.
Great start.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's
all
right. No, that's great. I love it. Chocolate covered nut day. Well,
dear.
And I do enjoy those.
Yeah, me too.
And the voice you heard without a introduction is Ann Limhoko. Ann, good
yes.
to see you.
And it is such a pleasure and an honor to be sitting here with all you today.
Thanks.
So
Ann.
I feel the same way, and I hope you all out there are just excited about what God is doing. We really do give this to God. We pray before every broadcast. We want God to run this, God to give us what he needs to say. You know, our opinion is not nearly as important as God's opinion, right? Because he is total perfect truth. I'm going to play a little clip for you, and then we'll come back with some intro material.
Well, first of all, Elon Musk is a once-in-a-generation business leader. He is an entrepreneur. He serves as a great ally and a friend to the president. And I think Elon Musk also has a little bit of common sense. And I think the American people really appreciate that when it comes to the federal government, because it seems like all common sense has been lost in this city. And that's what you see when you look at USAID. I know Secretary Rubio made some comments about how he will be acting as the director over that agency. And here's the reason why Elon Musk and others have been taking a look. Because if you look at the waste and abuse that has run through USAID over the past several years, these are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on. $1.5 million to advance DEI in Serbia's workplaces, $70,000 for a production of a DEI musical in Ireland, $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. I don't know about you, but as an American taxpayer, I don't want my dollars going towards this crap, and I know the American people don't either, and that's exactly what Elon Musk has been tasked by President Trump to do, to get the fraud, waste, and abuse out of our federal government.
Well, and there you have it. That was Carolyn Leavitt, and she was talking about, what we're talking about is DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, governmental efficiency, that's headed by Elon Musk.
And Carolyn Leavitt is the White House press secretary.
White House press secretary. And that, of course, is in the news. It's been heavily in the news. And so we thought we would take a look at DOGE and what it's doing and more what it's exposing. And looking at the biblical lens, and I just want to start by saying that already they have on their website, DOGE's website, they've already discovered $65 billion in fraud and waste in government from expenditures. Now, some of that hopefully has not been expended yet, and that'll be restored.
Mm-hmm.
The projection is, because they've only just begun.
Yeah.
They just started getting into this. Of course, if you're also following the news, you know that there are certain groups that are fighting that mm-hmm. work. And of course, everybody is yelling. This is, by the way, if you're just getting out of law school, this is a great time to be an attorney because everybody's suing everybody over everything. But so that's the recourse, is they're going to try to work against what amounts to President Trump's executive authority, given him by the Constitution, by the way. And so we know ultimately all this is going to land in the Supreme Court. They're going to have to make a landmark decision, and then all these suits will go away. But in the meantime, nobody's happy because all this fraud, waste, and abuse that's being exposed, can you imagine for a minute people being unhappy that it's being exposed? Well, yeah, some of the people that are part of receiving that money. But anyway, so this has been in the news, this issue. A lot of resistance has been met with. We want to look at this through the biblical lens, and we're going to be talking about some scriptures. But the overall issue is good stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God expects his people to be good stewards of what he gives them. That's biblical. And God expects it even when he knows there are some people that aren't listening to him, don't care about his expectations, and are in charge of resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have here in America, the fraud and abuse of those resources is now coming to light.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're kind of being focused on today. We know that God has given us everything for our benefit, and he's called us to be good stewards of that so that everybody gets a benefit,
mm-hmm.
The benefit God intends for us to have. And so it's true for our government. You know, there's no distinction. Just because it's mm-hmm. government doesn't mean it's not from God.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is from God.
Mm-hmm.
The lungs that I'm using to push out air through my vocal cords to talk to you is from God. I didn't make them. My parents didn't make them.
Mm-hmm.
God. So everything. So now, through the biblical lens of good stewardship, we want to spend some time exploring on this hour what DOGE is doing, why it's important. I'm going to open up the floor now for my colleagues.
Yeah, you know, I read the other day that what you know is just the tip of the iceberg, and that mm-hmm. really applies to this in general. But it also applies, I mean, there's a lot of things it can apply to, but I thought about an iceberg and what an iceberg is, something that we use as a metaphor. But if you go below the surface of the water, underneath that iceberg lies something that's very dark, mm-hmm. very massive, and can be very dangerous. We know it can sink a ship in the ocean, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what Carolyn Leavitt read is, you know, the press secretary, is really just the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
I mean, they're starting to see what's under there, but it's just the tip. And I appreciate her, 28 years old. I mean, she is like, I call her honesty shoots from the hip, man. She doesn't use notes. She's just out there. She's telling it like it is. And
yep.
I appreciate the honesty there. But
I believe she's spirit filled.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I know God is moving in this. I don't know her personally, obviously, but I know
she's
that
a
God
believer.
Is
yeah.
moving in this administration for
yes.
sure.
Yep.
But the tip of the iceberg, what we've seen from our government in the past has been just this tip, and it's not conducive mm-hmm. to what's underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And what I call the underbelly of the government
mm-hmm.
didn't happen overnight.
Yeah,
this has been going on for a very long time. It takes a long time to make an iceberg. It doesn't just happen overnight. So what is in this government underneath is dark, it's massive,
mm-hmm.
and it can be dangerous. And I think we're seeing a portion of that that's happening right now, that they're trying to turn it. And have you ever seen an iceberg turn upside down?
No.
I've seen them afterwards, yeah.
Okay. It is beautiful. It is blue, and it is, you can almost see through it. And think about that for a minute, because honestly, what they're using, and I kind of looked at it as the money that they're finding, if it's put into the light and used for good things, I mean, that's beautiful. But what's happening right now, and it's hidden, nothing hidden is ever good.
And the word says it's going to be exposed.
It
everything
will be exposed.
Hidden will be brought to the light.
Mm-hmm.
One of the major things that they found is USAID, United States Agency for International Development, is one of the largest operations now for money laundering, embezzlement, and human trafficking. So she talks about the tip of the iceberg. Imagine if USAID, one agency, has found to do that. Imagine what else is being done with the millions and millions of dollars. We're talking about Health and Human Services. We're talking about Social Security Administration. You guys could all go to the DOGE website, doge.gov. This website is impressive. But it talks about where a lot of the money, our money, by the way, because it's taxpayer-funded money, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's our money.
That's right. It is.
So you got Department of Treasury, $689.5 billion spent in fiscal year 2019. But in fiscal year 2024, that went up to $1,311.9 billion. I mean, these are billions of dollars, and we don't even know what's being done with it.
There's
but with
no accountability.
No.
They're founding, I don't know, with several, just in diving into the Department of Defense, and several trillion dollars unaccounted for.
Trillion.
I think that's...
My brain can't wrap around it.
No, I've never seen that many zeros to the left of the decimal in my own account, for sure. I'll never see that. But here is what I think rankles us here, and hopefully, listener, you're rankled too, is that what causes this is greed. It's a spiritual condition. It's actually a demonic presence, influence that gets into people systems. We've all met greedy people. Maybe they haven't impacted negatively in our lives, but when you think about what's being discovered now, the light is being shined on all of this, and those of us that have heard the Lord say, you know, America, now, because here in America, God loves everybody in every nation, and we also, by the way, we should say, make this distinction. On this program, we'll do it today, and we've done it before, we'll do it again, is we're going to talk about things that are of concern to the church, to the people of God, and to God. I mean, we're going to talk about sin that's being expressed. We're using the word greed right now, but that's one of many ways we talk about sin in terms of its activity. And people's names are going to be mentioned in light of that. But we know the heart of it all is that God loves the sinner and he hates the sin. So we are not using this program to denigrate individuals, which they have themselves done enough by their own actions.
Mm-hmm.
They happen to be connected with the sin that we're pointing out. Their names have been linked with it. And so how much more then should we as believers pray for these people to meet the Lord?
And you know what? All boils down to the sin. We all have sin.
I'm assuming.
Our hearts are deceitfully wicked.
Yes.
So we fall into the same camp that we're not mismanaging billions of dollars, but we every day face sin and have to get on our face and ask the Lord for forgiveness. It's all because of our heart, and we need to renew our mind. You know what I mean? It's not a us versus them. I don't want them our listeners to be like, okay, we are the righteous and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's not the case.
No, we are not doing that.
But we need to say that.
Yes.
Because for our listeners, just to know, this is not where it's at. Listen, folks, I've wasted money. Can you believe it? Right.
We all
have. I hope
you're
sitting down when I said that. No, I have sinned. I've been greedy in my life. I have sinned and I've wasted money that was given for other purposes. I've done that. I've repented of that. But I've done it. So the case is, whether it's $20 or $20 billion or $2 trillion, the amount of the waste, which is egregious, by the way, but this, God sees the sin the same, and that's scriptural. God is no respecter of persons, right?
You know,
nope.
No, he's not. And what comes to my mind is the story of Jonah, when God wanted to put Jonah into Nineveh. And Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh because he didn't like the people that were over there.
Right.
And he didn't want to share the good news of salvation to Nineveh. And it was the Lord's compassion. I mean, he got them over there.
And to rebuke them, too.
Right,
to
rebuke
them.
Right, to rebuke them. But I almost, it just put, it lays it on my heart that we're in a time such as this.
Mm-hmm.
Because... Yeah. You know, it's we have to express the word. We don't like what's going on from certain perspectives, but we still have to share the gospel to them.
Amen.
You know, we have to share the gospel because that's what God wants us to do.
Amen.
And we are not going to be the ones to change their minds. We're not going to be the ones to let them see the light that we see through Jesus Christ. God is the only one that is going to do that.
Amen.
So
we can present the truth,
amen,
and then God will help them deal with it.
Amen.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Welcome back to A Biblical Response. Well, we hit the ground running, didn't we, talking about Doge and finding all of this money that's been mishandled and of which we are concerned. And the biblical lens is stewardship, and I think we're going to kind of share some scripture with you at this stage and go from there.
Yeah, so we did talk about our hearts in the first 15 minutes of the program, and this is what the book of Jeremiah says, chapter 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So this is a matter of our human heart. And what's happening is the greed stems from our human heart. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we all have deceitfully wicked human hearts. It's a matter of whether we're submitted to God or not. So, you know, this all is a matter, an issue of the heart. Everything flows out of the heart is what the Bible says.
Amen. And in Philippians 4:8, it talks about what is true, what is honorable, what is just, what is pure, whatever is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, you know, when I was younger, I used to think it's other things of this world. I can think about my children. They're you know, they're lovely, or, you know, whatever it is. That's not what that verse is talking about. It's talking about Christ. It's talking about He's the truth. Mm-hmm. He's the honorable one. He is the just one. He is the pure one. He is the lovely one. And so you can't do, I know this is going to sound strange, but you can't do Doge without going to that particular verse and saying, you know what? We have to do everything with truth. We have to do everything with that's honorable and everything that's just. Mm-hmm. And this is so upside down right now that I just want to bring this into the conversation a little bit, not go too deep into it, but it's going to affect all of us. This isn't just something that's going to affect people that are, you know, so far
off.
Yeah, that they're against what they're doing. Someone who doesn't agree with this administration is still going to benefit from it, but everybody that does agree with this administration is also going to be have pain from it. We're all going to feel the movement of this. You don't turn a ship and everybody not feel it.
And you know, I was just I was having a conversation last week with a couple of guys who were in a prayer group, and one of the guys thought, and he expressed that you don't want to start tit for tat with the attacks that went up against President Trump, and then to turn this around. And that was his viewpoint. But I ask, how do you straighten out the ship if you can't bring law from the chaos that was going on? Because then the chaos is just going to continue.
Well, it's so deep that I don't think there's any way that to just start. Not, you can't start fresh, obviously we can't, but you have to back everything back out before you can go forward.
Right.
Because there's just, there's so much, and
it's very deep.
You know, there are people that are going to not, they're going to be harmed because they're not going to probably get their finances or something that they need.
That they were used to.
Well, not only that, but I've got friends that have people that have health issues that are going to feel that crunch. And they...
But what's the answer? Do we just continue to let it happen the way that it's happening? Because that's not what God would want us to do, right?
Oh, you mean not continue with the waste.
Yes. Right, not to continue with the waste.
No, I'm not saying that. Right. Yeah. I'm saying as a warning, we all need to be aware that this is not going to be easy on any of us. Because it's. I mean, I'm getting up to Social Security age. I don't know what that's going to look like, you know?
I wonder.
I have no idea.
I'm at Social Security age.
Yeah, me too. But,
All right. I get it.
Been dragging it in for a little while.
I just turned 70 on Friday.
Absolutely.
But you know, God, we believe that God put President Trump into the office to do just this. He was born for a time such as this, right?
Yes.
We believe, let me not speak for everybody else, but I believe that President Trump was placed here by God to accomplish certain things.
I agree, yeah.
You know, and he's got God watching over him for that.
I want to say that this is not only in the physical. We see all this money being saved. If you go on the Doge website, and you go under the save tab, it's $65 billion. That's what.
And yes,
last night it was $55 billion. So,
we have a call coming in. Hit that green button there.
I upset somebody.
Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to A Biblical Response.
Well, thank you. Hey, guys. This is Sean Gokenauer.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
How you doing, buddy?
I've been real curious because everything we're hearing on the news about Doge and everybody that's complaining about it or for it. The one question I've yet to hear asked is to the subcommittees the oversight committees, why they approve these payments since they're on oversight, supposed to know where this money's going and what it's for. I'd be curious to hear that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think so would Doge.
I was going to say, I'm not sure we know that answer.
One thing that I'm thinking of, Sean, and I appreciate your going to that point, you know, this has been happening for decades. This didn't happen in the last week.
Nope.
Okay? This whole system of fraud and abuse has been part of that. We could probably go back 100 years.
At a minimum.
Uh-huh. So it's been happening. It's so, actually, the word tradition, in other words, it's traditional, right? It's not right. But when you do things over and over again, that is a systemic issue, then it's become traditional for certain decisions to be made about tax money being spent on certain areas that are also traditional.
And can I also bring up really something quickly, Sean, because I worked for a member of Congress for 20 years. When they vote on bills, it's hundreds and hundreds of pages long. Do they take the time to read the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages? No, they read a summary. So a lot goes under the radar, and that's why things like this have happened.
Well, and the next thing I was going to... Go ahead.
I remember that way back when Obama was president with all of the bills that they passed through him. And my argument then was, why is there anything but the very single item that's being discussed on any sheet of paper that we're passing?
Well, you know, that is illegal. That's right. It is illegal. That's called log rolling, and you can't log roll, and that is done everywhere in the United States. So it should not be these mega bills that are put out there. But the one thing that bothers me about all of that is that I am sure that this money that's going out is coming back to the U.S. in kickbacks. So I'm going to open up probably a Pandora's box there. But we've got a lot of millionaires that are in Congress that I know we're not paying them that much. So where the heck is that coming from? And that's, you know, that's hard for us to set down here that don't have the finances to get through to the next day. You know, we've got people that can't even get to their next day with food and the things that they need. And we know now in the back of our minds that there are people that are getting millions and who knows, billions of dollars back from...
For signing a sheet of paper that says it's okay.
I know.
Exactly right. Yeah. Well, Sean, thanks for calling, brother. I appreciate your setting us in that direction because it's clearly an issue.
Thank you guys' effort up there. I'll talk to you later.
God okay, brother.
You.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. And I appreciate how Sean is a good brother. He's been on the air with us before on the front line.
Oh,
yeah,
he's
got a tremendous ministry. Mm-hmm. I have a friend of mine who is an intelligence analyst for one of the three-letter agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a believer, and he also has done a lot of research on certain issues like we're talking about. And he's... One of the things he found, he said, the International Monetary, the IMF,
fund,
is there to, the money is loaned to other nations, and they in turn, he said, he's speaking of, particularly of China, he said, they loan money at no interest to China, and who are we in the greatest debt to?
China.
They loan it to us at full interest.
Yeah.
Now, that's truth.
Doesn't sound like good business.
Doesn't sound like good business, but...
But it's all over the government.
It's an example of that larger bit package that we're defining now as greed operating to create fraud and abuse. And we're paying for that.
Mm-hmm.
Taxpayers, and have been for decades. It's time that it be revealed for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I'm glad we're dealing with this now, and undoubtedly it'll be in the news for a while. God may bring us back in a future program to look at it.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up, and I was starting to say this before our first break, it's not just in the physical. We're seeing all the billions of dollars shaved off, right, from our debt. It's a spiritual war that we are in. The uncovering of the billions of dollars is also uncovering all the sex trafficking, I'm sorry, but we have to say it, the human trafficking.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The greed that's happening. Yeah. This is, and the devil does not want us to, he wants those things to continue. So that's why you have all the, you have the fighting.
The pushback. Right? What's one of the devil's names? The great deceiver.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The great deceiver. And I think that you hit that right on the mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's the spiritual battle that we're encountering here.
Yes.
It's not about the flesh. It's about the spiritual battle that people might not be aware of.
Yep.
And that spiritual battle is greed, is pride, is ego, is power that they're looking for, right?
Yep.
And that's the spirit that we're trying to that we're battling here.
Yep.
And so that, right, that you want to bring Jesus, you want to bring the knowledge of Jesus and his salvation into their life.
And we have to fight exactly. the battle. We are in it. We are in the thick of it, Christians yeah. and non-Christians, because this is your government. We are in the thick of it. And we have to, I'm reminded to pray for Elon Musk and that Doge team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. President Trump. All our government leaders we need to pray for, because Lord needs to lead them and guide them. Go ahead, Keith.
Jeremiah 17:10, we went to 9, where it says the heart is deceitful above all things, but the Lord in 17:10 says, mm-hmm. I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind.
Mm.
So I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to renew each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve.
So everybody is going to, the Bible says, is going to sit before the Lord and Amen. Be judged.
Yeah.
Not only for actions, but thoughts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yeah,
why yes. we need
that's
to pray.
That's getting into the nitty gritty, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I do believe if our thoughts do not go into action, there's a little bit more grace, you know, yeah. in terms of judgment than if we say, I'm thinking about this and I'm going to do
know,
it.
And that's the other thing. Yeah. We're not here judging. We are not no, here no. judging. We are just discussing.
I don't know, Keith. Sometimes I want to judge. yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to tell you, I have sometimes this judgmental heart, and I have to check it all the time.
Well, that's for sure. So, that's for sure.
I'm not trying to correct you, but that's biblical. We should not have it.
We
and
shouldn't,
yet I right. want to admit to the general public that, yeah, well, I do judge.
No, because we see a different way. What, no, right?
Yeah.
As John said, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once I was blind, but now I see.
That's right. Yes.
And until you can mm-hmm. see, yeah. you can't understand.
This is true.
You know, we're sitting here. You can't understand until you can see. You right. can't understand where our hearts are with the Lord.
Amen.
A couple of quickies here just to say to the listeners, you can call in. At the moment in time, yours truly is going to have to jump out of the room here and answer the phone. So don't give up if you don't pick it up on the first, third or fourth ring.
Yes.
And the other thing is, unbeknownst or without my doing anything, the computer decided that everything we had between the beginning and the end is done. So meaning we can't take a break.
That's okay.
That's right.
So we're just going to keep going.
We're good.
Maybe God did this. I don't know. So we wouldn't, you know, we could just keep going. And but if you want to call in, 772-221-1100 is the number. 772-221-1100. And we will make sure to desperately try to get you on the air here.
Well, one thing I want to say then, if we're not going to take a break.
We're not going to take a break.
I was thinking about talking about this when we come back. But, you know, my heart is with the women and men that have had abortions, gone through abortions, and mm-hmm. the babies that we lose to mm-hmm. generations that we have
yeah,
lost
yeah.
Since, you know, of course, Roe v. Wade, 1973. Like I said I've taken calls from women that have had abortions way before 1973. But the federal funding for... It's about $592 million a year for Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
wow.
Just Planned Parenthood.
Just, yeah.
I am praying that God will defund that through Doge, because it would be a move of many mountains for that to happen. But, the public funding, or private, I guess it's more what you call private funding for them, is astronomical. I don't have that number in front of me, but if they defund it, it won't completely take them down. It won't, because their private funding is off the charts. And the thing is we don't know how much of those kickbacks that are coming back in the U.S. are going into private, or that's a 501c3. I mean, I don't know how the government can fund that 501c3. It doesn't make sense to me, but there you go.
It just shows how wicked people are.
That's a good
are.
Question. Why does the government fund a 501c3? Why do they do that?
Well,
tell me. I don't know.
Right?
I don't know how it's legal, but it's being done. So,
we have to remember that government is not a monolithic entity, right? What is a monolithic entity? It's one thing. the government, we see, we look at the government as a monolithic entity, but it is a collection of thousands, I think tens of thousands of separate entities loosely connected, yet with their own agenda. Now, keep in mind, DOGE is also going to identify entities that no longer need to exist. They're having to justify their existence.
Yeah.
That's part of the work of DOGE.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have is an out-of-control spending model
mm-hmm.
because of the sheer volume of agencies, sub-agencies, divisions, directories, whatever, that all have budgets. And that when you, when like, for instance, you talk about writing a bill, all right, we all yeah. know, most of us know, because people talk about the content of the bills. Several years ago when I was still with hospice, I was chosen to go with a group up to Washington, D.C., and we were going around lobbying for the hospice gets coverage through Medicare and Medicaid, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we were up there lobbying for, you know, government assistance in terms of mm-hmm. more coverage for hospice. And so while we were there, we had some good teaching on talking to legislators who write bills and what goes into the writing of a bill. And when you look at some of these bills and talk about the word earmarks, in other words, each bill yeah. contains, they have to score the cost of the bill, right? That's what they call it, scoring the cost of the bill based on the additives that go in the bill. But for instance, what we don't often know is that in a big bill, that's several billions and billions of dollars, and the bill is entitled, oh, let's just say, the providing for the welfare of men and women who fall a lot. Okay, I'm thinking of that because I'm 75 almost. Okay, and I'm in the age of fall risk. The point being is that, so you get a bill that says providing for the welfare, well-being of people who fall a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what they do when they come together, these legislators, they're going to throw in stuff that has nothing to do with that. That's going to be part of the bill. So, for instance, somebody may decide they want to know the genetic makeup of gorilla toenail clippings
mm-hmm.
in the Congo.
So what you're talking about, because I worked for a member of
I'm
Congress.
I'm being ridiculous,
they
by the way.
They could add things, and they've decided to call it pork barrel because it got
right.
to the point where it had nothing to do. They could
nothing
add it to,
do.
To a bill for the sake of passing it. It's bad.
But I will join you in supporting this bill to provide for the welfare of Americans who fall a lot if you will include in their money for my pet project, or
yep.
which is from my constituents
mm-hmm.
who want to know about genetic makeup of toenail clippings of gorillas in the Congo.
I know.
And that's how it works.
It became so corrupt.
Yeah.
And we have to have the conversation of the fourth unelected arm of government has become the federal bureaucracy. All
yes.
the government agencies.
Right.
These millions and millions of millions of dollars are going to these government agencies. And
yep.
Elon Musk basically said that it has become an unelected fourth branch of government.
And
our government has gotten way
going.
Too big. It was not
yeah.
the intentions of the founding fathers to balloon and swell this
their
big.
Their main thing was transportation and security. And inside and outside of the U.S. I mean, that was their main purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There was none of this bureaucracy they could not foresee that. I think they did foresee it to a certain extent.
That's why they put certain, like,
yeah.
you know, checks and balances in place and whatnot.
Right. But there's no way they could have seen this.
Well, it's a combo of money and power.
It is.
And the human heart. The sinful condition of our human heart.
Ecclesiastes 5:10. He who loves money will not be satisfied with money.
Mm.
And he who loves wealth with his income, this also is vanity. Then we go to Paul wrote to Timothy in the first letter, verse 6, 10 through 11. He said, and this one we've always heard, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. The love of money, it's a human thing. We get into a position, money and power. We can make decisions. We can have that money. We can make things happen because of it.
That's why they say follow the money.
Follow the money.
That's right. That's what Doge is doing right now.
Well, they're trying to.
Yeah. And,
right.
Like I said, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. So it depends on where they go with this, but man, it's going to be interesting, not just nationally, but internationally, how this affects how we do business internationally. That's a whole nother animal.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got even down to, sorry,
no,
Keith,
go ahead.
We've even got down to the people that work in our government that Elon Musk asked them to just answer him back with what they've done in the last week with bullet points.
Yeah, she's referring to an email.
Yeah, go ahead.
That all .gov suffix in their email, so they're government employees of the federal government. He sent them all an email, basically
laughing.
Email me back five things you've done in the past week that have been productive.
And it was, he wasn't asking for anything major. Just tell me that you've opened this email, that you're actually working, and that, because they've been frustrated that they have to come into work and they have to, you know, they've been staying home because of COVID, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that originally opened the door, but then after COVID left and everybody started to, you know.
There's a lot of people, though, that don't even realize. I mean, they've only been in the workforce for 2 years, so or 4 years or whatever. They don't even know that they have to come to work. They've never been to work. They've had to work from home because, you know, those in their early 20s, they may not have ever actually been in the workforce. I started thinking about that the other day. COVID affected us in such a deep way that these kids that are coming up don't understand sometimes what work ethic is because of the fact that they've not had to go to a 9-to-5 job and, you know,
actually report to work.
Yep.
We were talking about you know, where is the money going? And in our conversation yesterday on our phone call, we were talking about Stacey Abrams, how one day she's got $100 in her, Power Forward Communities.
Is that the name of her organization?
That's the name of her organization. It was a fledgling nonprofit entitled Power Forward Communities. One day she's got $100 in the account, and the next day she's got $2 billion. With a B. $2 billion with a B.
Literally the next day.
Literally the next day, right? One day, $100. The next day, $2 billion. And if you go to her website, I mean, there's developers in the website. But I just want to know, what have they accomplished?
Yeah.
What has any, you know? And how did you get $2 billion with nothing being accomplished because you only had $100 in there?
That's a question I can't answer.
$2 billion.
I mean,
you know.
I mean, that's.
Well, right now, that so many questions are being raised without answers to follow. The answers will follow. We're in the very beginning of this, and that's why it's very uncomfortable.
We aren't even out of the first 100 days for him. I mean, this is like cutting deep, and that's why they want to sue him. That's why they want to keep him tied up within the court system so that he can't. I mean, he's proven that that this administration can fight with their arms tied behind their back at times.
Yeah, but it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
Why should they have to do that?
It's exhausting listening to it, to be honest with you. I mean,
we know, you know, and it's, I don't even want to say that.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
That was close.
Let's look at the picture, the overall picture, but it's a good thing that
it is.
But we're seeing this in our lifetime.
Here's another situation, and we brought this up before. California. They just had these wildfires in California. Governor Newsom set up $50 million to anti-Trump, to Trump-proof California. $50 million to Trump-proof. He spent.
I don't know how you.
To go to the courts. That's Trump-proofing. So it's
right to keep it right.
This state is not going to do that.
But that's his state money, right? That's his state funding, right? In California.
Your taxes are going to your tax dollars are going against the president of the United States. That's what he's saying.
California. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now. He also spent $9.5 billion. This has to be federal funding.
Federal money.
From health care for illegal immigrants. $9.5 billion on health care for illegal immigrants when you just had all of these fires, and now you're going to the White House to go and talk to the person to get federal funding that you're doing a against. I'm against you, but I want your money.
Yeah, that's pretty
well, that's
common.
Not an uncommon position in politics, right? You know,
but where is that money? Take the $50 million that you're supposed to be that you're anti-Trumping and put it into California through the fires to restore them from the fires.
Okay, so I want to talk about something real quick. I know we don't have any breaks, so I'm gonna bring this up. I have some friends that are in the administration. I have some friends that are state administration, federal administration, that I know for a fact that they are fighting the good fight. And I want to give them the airtime that they deserve, because I know we've been talking about a lot of things that are just, I mean, I don't go to bed at night and think about these things, because they would keep me up. They would. I wouldn't be able to handle it. And so I go to bed at night, put my head on the pillow, and know that God has me no matter what. But I do appreciate those people that are in this fight, and I know that there's some good ones up there, not just Trump, and I'm saying people that I know personally, and I know that everybody that's listening to this has, you know, at least they've been around people that are in the government or have been in the government, and it's not always as easy as we think. There are things that I am learning, as I have a really good friend up in Missouri that just became a representative up there. I'm going to tell you something, it is a burden. It's a privilege, but there is a burden when you know that there are so many things that are going against godly principles, and it's a burden on you. And it's not just the stuff that's going out in the bills. These are personal people that are doing personal things that shouldn't be doing them. And her heart is burdened for these people, because, you know, she understands that it's not that that then is being assimilated into the bills, the things that they're doing physically. So we need to be praying for people that may say they're godly people that aren't acting godly, and then on top of that, are acting out through the bills, even not being godly.
I'm reminded, as you're talking, Stephanie, and I'm praying, the reason why we as Christians need to be involved in all the different areas of life, the reason why Christians need to be working in government, working in education, working in business, working in media, whether it's secular media, Christian media, is because the Lord uses us in those places.
That's right.
We see things that we can take to the Lord in prayer. You know what I mean? And I worked for the government for 20 years, and it's not easy. But I would not have worked there unless the Lord called me to work there.
Right.
We're called, and our listeners need to ask the Lord, where are we called?
And
you know what I mean?
I wouldn't be working here if God wouldn't be on the Lord radio sent me, if the Lord didn't call
sent
me here.
Sent all three of us, Keith, you and I.
Right, was not
on our radar.
No.
To have a show, Keith, right?
No.
See,
no,
anybody can do this, right?
I'm with you there.
And then also David did not come from the media background.
Not really. I mean, my degree was in communication, mass communications. But
that's new.
I didn't know that either.
But he talks about his hospice and being a pastor.
Right.
Yeah, but I, you know, I didn't pursue that field. God called me to be ordained, and so. But again, if you're an ordained person, you're not only doing mass communications, preaching and teaching, but you're also teaching other people to do that. So that's always been in my heart. I want to, at this point, we have about 12 minutes yet before we have to go off the air or let somebody else come back on the air. But I just want to get us back to where we started, and that is, you know, our job here, as led by God, we really don't want to lead ourselves. We don't do that. We listen. We pray. The Holy Spirit gives us the material we need to talk about. But because of that, it's important. Where we started was talking about the biblical lens we're looking at all this through is God's expectation that his people will be good stewards of everything he's given us. And that applies to both my personal checking account at home, all the way up to our nation's handling of all the money that it gets through taxes and other resources. And that we as believers, as people who love Jesus, who've received him as Lord and Savior, following his lead every day, God willing, and listening to the Spirit, it's why we are coming to you, is not to say, not to suggest you have forgotten all that, but to come back on board in unity with God about our nation and about what God is revealing today. You know, it wasn't revealed 2 years ago, but it's being revealed now. Mm-hmm. The areas that we need to be prayerful about, that we need to be spiritually active in, and that's going to be coming under several things are going to happen. We're going to pray. We're encouraging our listeners, what you've heard today, what we're trying to bring forth in this program, what you're finding out in your own looking at the news and your own discovery of all that's happening, is first to pray.
Yeah.
God calls us to get to do that. We must do that. Now, out of prayer is always action.
Mm-hmm.
We may be our action. Now, for some people, the best they can do is pray. They can't take much action. They're physically, emotionally, whatever, spiritually limited. But there are other people that are going to be touched by the Spirit to take the action that we are praying about.
Yeah.
And Stephanie, you mentioned people you know in the current administration in the United States and in other states.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, those people that are believers, God is calling them to take action.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people we don't know. They're out there. There are believers that have been working for their entire career in that government bureaucracy we're talking about. God is raising them up. Now, I know, I told you about a friend who's an analyst for a three-letter agency.
Yeah.
And he's a believer. I'm telling you, I know God is moving him in his work.
Mm-hmm. And we know that when it's darkest is when actually it's actually easier to be a Christian in that and shine the light of Jesus in that atmosphere.
Yes.
If we will be obedient and take that step and not be afraid and find the courage to talk to someone or to communicate with them. I will say, too, that the listeners, when I was in Missouri, I would go down to the Capitol a lot. And I would talk, not a lot. I went down there when needed. I wasn't down there all the time. But one of the things that one of the legislators told me was they had a bill on the floor that he was teetering on one way or the other. And he had 12 calls that came in for that particular vote. And he said, it swayed me to go with those 12 calls. So if someone is listening to this conversation and they think, oh, well, my phone call won't matter, my letter won't matter, I am telling you right here and now, by experience, it does. So if you feel led to call your representative or your governor or whoever it is, federal senate, you know, the state senate, whatever it is, do it. Don't, you know, delayed obedience is still disobedience. So, and some of these things move so fast in the government. They don't slow down. So call and be active. Don't be afraid to be active. I'm going up to the Capitol. I'm taking 10 women in a couple of weeks, and we're going to canvass the Capitol about abortion and how it harms women. Do something. Pastors, they have a whole program up here in Tallahassee committed to pastors. If you're a pastor that's listening, go online, look at Florida Family Voice, and they will take you 2 days. They'll feed you, and they will take you on a tour. They take you through the Supreme Court. They give you a whole view of what's going on. They love pastors to come up there and to be active within the government as far as they can, because we've been lied to think that we can't talk about this in the churches.
That there's a separation of church and state, which is
correct.
A lie.
It is such a lie from the pit of hell,
it
and
is.
We have believed it, and it just continues on until we stop it. And pastors are
and
the ones that are going to have to stand up and do that.
Yeah.
It can't come from the people in the pews because they are listening to the pastors. I put the word out there. Please, go be involved at the Capitol level. Come back and tell them what you've seen.
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
I just have one last scriptural reference.
Did I make
here.
You silent?
Yes,
what's
you
going on?
I thought Keith the whole
yes.
time was wanting to say something, I pointed to him, and he's like, No problem, Keith.
Yeah. Psalm 10, verse 3, "For the wicked boasts of the desires of his soul, and the one greedy for gain curses and renounces the Lord." Just throw that in, because that's a characteristic. We can see the care of those characters operating in government. But also, sometimes, under the guise of the church.
Mm.
Thinking about, sin is in the church, too.
Absolutely.
We're not guaranteed not to have it just because we're followers.
But the word says that sin cannot master us, though.
Sin cannot.
With the Holy Spirit in
us. Spirit,
that's right.
Exactly right.
With the Holy Spirit in us, we can master the sin.
And we
that's
must.
That's the big difference.
And sometimes we have, and what is that must? It's saying, when I'm wrong, I go and I make it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is something that we as Christians need to model more and more and more, being humble in that space, because we sometimes, and I'm guilty, okay, I'm looking at myself first, I want people to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth will set you free, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm not the one that changes the heart. The only thing that I can do is bring the truth, allow them then to bring that truth to the Lord,
the gospel is the power.
The Lord changes the heart.
The Lord changes the heart.
You have to ask the Lord to change the heart. Just in closing, yesterday I was out early in the morning. I was walking around and I was praying. And this is just a praise report and a testimony. God hears us.
Absolutely.
And as I was walking, I was, the Lord put somebody on my heart that I haven't seen in a year. In over a year, and the last time that I saw him, he was in distress. He was a brother that fell back into his drugs, and I was praying for him yesterday morning. Well, lo and behold, yesterday I'm talking about 4 o'clock in the morning when I was out walking around and praying for him, and then I'm out on the street in the morning about 8 or 9 o'clock sharing the word. And who do I see? Who does the Lord bring by my path? This individual comes by my path, and I see that the Lord has blessed him and healed him.
Praise God.
Wow.
So, I just turn around. I mean, I was in awe all day yesterday just because of how God works.
Don't you love those God moments?
Oh, I do. I do. And it's just
good.
That I just want people to know that God hears our prayers.
Yes, Keith.
And that, that you have to understand that, and it's even the thoughts that he listens to.
Absolutely.
He hears everything that's on your heart.
He knows.
Can I say here at the end, I know we're really close to the end, but David, you've put this scripture out here, Matthew 6:19-21. And this is a prayer from my heart I would listen to this. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Amen.
So as much as they're finding the finances and all of that, the money that's been stolen, God knows where it's at. He knows what it's being used for. And even if the money isn't found, we know that God is looking at our hearts and wanting our hearts to be pure before him. So that would be my prayer today as we go out, that God would just give us a heart for him, and that we would be careful with our own funds, but then also praying for those that are in charge and have a position to be able to find those funds.
And that's a good point, really, Stephanie, to bring to a close the program today. It is a call to action. It is to pray.
Yes.
To get in the spirit and pray for everybody involved in this. and pray for, there's a level of, one of the response areas is going to have to be repentance.
Mm-hmm.
People repenting of being part of the fraud,
mm-hmm.
the waste, part of the greed.
And that's Christians and non-Christians
Christians
alike.
And non-Christians, yes. And so all
we
of that
are
has
only
to be
on
there.
This earth just a little bit of time.
100 years or less.
Versus where we're going to spend eternity.
Yep.
Exactly.
I
right.
think you're allowed 120.
All right.
Said by the guy that just turned 70.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, but also don't forget, right? What are they sending Social Security checks to? People that are how old?
Over 150 over 100,
right?
Years old.
Yeah. They just discovered that as well, right?
Yeah.
There
Lord.
You go.
I want to know.
We don't want any of that money.
No.